Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's been 3 days now and he hasn't denied it, so I presume he's interested. Well, that was how one Fianna Fáil insider described the growing speculation that former Dublin manager Jim Gavin will officially seek that party's nomination to run for president, as reported in the Irish Times today. But other names, including the Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher, the Waterford-born academic Louise Richardson, they're also in the mix. Now, the former Labour leader Alan Kelly has insisted that he will not support or vote for Catherine Connolly, despite her winning Labour's endorsement. Well, to parse all of this, I'm joined by political editor with the Irish Times, Pat Leahy. But before we go to Pat, Maura Fay, our reporter, has been out today speaking to people in Carrickmacross and County Monaghan to see who they would like to see running for the presidency of Ireland.
That is a very good question. Even the politicians can't make up their mind at this stage.
Oh God, there's a bigger list of who I don't want to see running for the president of Ireland, but I'm not entirely sure. There's not one candidate at the minute that I've heard running that I'd be really set on voting for right now. It's going to be very, very hard to, I suppose, take over from Michael D. Higgins. So he's such a treasure and everyone loved him. So I don't know who's going to be able to fit those shoes.
Oh, I'm happy with Catherine Connolly. She'll be getting my vote.
Birdie. Intelligent man, you know. And done well when he was in, you know, with all that. Sorting troubles out in the north and that, you know, peace process.
I don't know, I wouldn't put in Bertie Ahern anyway, not from what he done in his time, and I annoy a lot of people.
If I had my pick, I'd probably say Heather Humphreys, yeah.
Would you like to see Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin put forward a candidate or an independent?
I think they're leaving us a bit late now, and I think she deserves it now. She's put her name forward and none of the rest of them seem to be bothered.
I think Heather Humphrey would be a great nomination and successful candidate.
Would you like to see Sinn Féin or Fianna Fáil put forward anybody?
I'm not kind of going party orientated. I'm kind of more that who might have kind of proven themselves and done a lot of successful kind of initiatives for the community. I think Heather is one of those.
Sean Kelly. No, him with the beard on him. He might win it yet.
No, not yet. I don't know enough about the candidates yet or have done enough research to see who is potentially standing. So, yeah, nobody springs to mind at the minute.
Do you have any thoughts on who should be put forward?
I'd like to see Olivia O'Leary as a female. John Lonergan might do a good job. Mm-hmm. After that, I leave it to the politicians.
Couple of interesting names there coming forward to Maura Fay in Carrickmacross and County Monaghan. As I said, Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times, is with us. Pat, this is all good fun, but you have some juicy bits now from Fianna Fáil, from your sources. Is Jim Gavin, would you say, emerging as a clear favourite at this stage?
Look, I think what we can definitely say is that the idea of Jim Gavin as a Fianna Fáil candidate has certainly been well received in the organization. I spoke to various people yesterday at all levels of the party, and there was quite a degree of enthusiasm for him. Now, lots of people mentioned all the other candidates or some of the other candidates that have been whose names have been touted around, and it seems that every day, and we see today the name of Louise Richardson is about as well. Every day seems to bring news of another potential Fianna Fáil candidate. It makes tracking down the Asian Hornet look relatively straightforward. but
they're not attaching tinsel to the prospective candidates yet.
Well, not yet. Maybe when we get to the parliamentary party. But I think what we can say and what we're happy to report this morning is that that Jim Gavin is, there certainly appears to be some momentum developing behind him, and what a number of people have said to me, and the circle on this seems to be very tight within the party, but what a number of people with varying degrees of knowledge about it have said to me is that this is unlikely to be something, you know, that was suggested and got legs last week. If Jim Gavin is content to let this proceed as he has done in recent days. It is likely to be something he's somebody with a very careful and meticulous nature. It's likely to be something that there has been significant preparation put behind. The other thing I think that it's fair to say, and this is, I suppose, my analysis looking in from the outside, is that if Jim Gavin is, as we think, seriously considering this, and that's as far as people would go, then that is something that is likely to have at least a tacit approval of Micheál Martin, and that could end up being the crucial thing.
Well, I was trying to find out from Thomas Byrne, and he doesn't seem to know how it's going to work, and nobody does, in terms of how this will be presented to the parliamentary party. Like, will they be told, now Jim Gavin is the man, or will they be given a few names on a list and they'll vote for whoever they choose?
So I'd say a couple of things about that. I think the process is likely to be made clear in the coming days by Micheál Martin, whether that's at the weekend or early next week. Lots of people seem to think that there will be a parliamentary party meeting next week to discuss this, but that hasn't been called as of this stage. But I think what is likely to happen is that there will be an opening of nominations and a closing date for nominations. And at the end of that closing date, or after that closing date, which may stretch into a couple of weeks, there will be a meeting of the parliamentary party, and the parliamentary party will decide. And several members of the parliamentary party meeting that I spoke to yesterday were quite insistent on this. Now, you might remark that if you look back at the at the way Fianna Fáil has been run under Micheál Martin, that he does tend to get his way with the parliamentary party. Mm-hmm. But it is the parliamentary party that will make the decision. So I would anticipate, and we see Mary Hanafin again writing to members of the PP yesterday and indicating her intention to seek the nomination. So I suspect that there will be, at least a handful and possibly more names before the parliamentary party. But clearly, if Micheál Martin let it be known that, you know, he was backing one of those candidates, then that would give them a very significant head start.
And listen, Alan Kelly coming out yesterday and saying that he doesn't support Catherine Connolly's candidacy, he won't be voting for her, going into great detail about why he won't be voting for her. Do you think that will have an impact on her campaign?
I think that Alan Kelly's views are shared by quite a number of people within the Labour Party. And we saw earlier this week Fergus Finlay coming out and saying much the same thing. There has been a sort of subterranean grumbling about this in the Labour Party. Catherine Connolly left the Labour Party. Her relations with the Labour Party have not been good. I asked Labour Party people at the time of Ivana Bacic's backing of Catherine Connolly why they would back somebody who appeared to so dislike the Labour Party, and very few of them had an answer to that. So I think what we're seeing is the kind of breaking above ground of something that has been going on in Labour for some time. And I think that I find it hard to see very many, if you like, old Labour people out canvassing for Catherine Connolly.
Right. OK. And it remains to be seen how that will affect her. Sinn Féin then. Now, there was sort of a school of thought that said they were maybe waiting Fianna Fáil out, and Fianna Fáil were waiting them out. I mean, if it is Jim Gavin for Fianna Fáil, how do you think that will affect Sinn Féin's decision making around whether to run somebody or not?
I suppose the big question for Sinn Féin is whether it is to be Mary Lou MacDonald or not. And, you know, various people in the party have differing views on this. Everybody in the party, when asked about this, kind of replies with the same form of words, which suggests to me that this is the agreed line within the party to say they're not ruling anybody in, they're not ruling anybody out. So just because they're saying they shouldn't, that Mary Lou MacDonald is not ruled in or not ruled out, doesn't, I think, signify that, you know, she is a real prospect for candidate. But if they're not going to run Mary Lou MacDonald, then they've got to introduce somebody fairly quickly. And I listened to David Colnan on Morning Ireland this morning talking about perhaps making a decision towards the middle of the month. That suggests to me that the party hasn't decided what it's going to do, and will probably need to get its skates on fairly quickly.
Pat, thank you very much. Good to talk to you. Pat Leahy there, political editor with the Irish Times. Now, coming up, a new therapy for a very rare lung disease. We're going to hear about that next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.